Hey everybody, Dr. Ellison here from the chiropractor at Castleberry. I just wanted to finish up that series on the three-legged stool. If you remember, the three-legged stool is something we teach all of our patients about how to get the best results, not only while they're in the office, but also long-term, so they will maintain their health and maintain their adjustments while they're not in the office, living life, basically. And if you remember, the first leg in the stool is where we have adjustments in rhythm, keeping consistent with your adjustments. So for those that are still coming into the office and getting the adjustments, that's fantastic. You're doing the first leg of the stool, and that's where you're going to see the best results. So what we want to make sure is that you are holding your adjustments the best that you can and prevent the backslide or slow the backslide as much as we possibly can. So remember, the second leg of the stool is to break the bad habits, those things that will cause misalignments of the spine, or what we call subluxation, where you have the nerve interference along with the misalignments. So anything that certain postural issues and tech neck and all those things that we talked about in the last video, break those bad habits, stop doing those things, and you will prevent as many subluxations or misalignments that you possibly can. And the last leg of the stool is exercise. Exercise is really important, very specific stretching and strengthening exercises that you can do at home. Now, for those that have been in the office and have received these exercises, make sure you're doing them. Go dust them off if you need to, pull them out and start doing them. If you're not coming to the office, at this time for your adjustments, make sure you're doing them at least two or three times a day. They only take a few minutes to do, and they're really like flossing between visits. They will help support and hold the adjustments, all the adjustments that you've had. So when you do come back into the office, and we can start taking care of you again, you'll get back on track as quickly as possible. And it won't take as long if you've done these things. So again, adjustments in rhythm, breaking the bad habits, and of course, stretching and strengthening exercises. Those are the three things that you need to do. And right now, for those that can't do the adjustments, make sure you're doing the other two even better than you were before. Thanks for listening, and we appreciate you, and we'll see you soon.